This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. New Zealand for all of us, Maori equal pay and more. Don't get me wrong, New Zealand is no perfect pearl. There's a bounty of issues. Inequality is rising dramatically. Sprawl around Auckland is a huge issue. Environmental impacts on some of the islands is devastating. There are interesting signs of progress, though, and they're worth looking at closely. There are too many reminders of the American experience and colonialist land grabbing abetted and rationalized by religious evangelists and the subjugation of New Zealand's native people, the Maoris. Making rights wrong and eliminating discrimination and racism is an ongoing project with miles to go, but reading any of the history there seems to be a more concerted effort in recent decades to make New Zealand multicultural. Of the major unions, for example, five of the six have Maoris in key leadership positions. Translated signage in Maori is everywhere. At 15% of the population and coupled with the island Polynesian votes, they can decide elections and were critical in putting the current, more progressive Labor Green coalition into power. Change is coming. A museum at the similar location where the Waitangi Treaty was signed between the British Crown and some of the Maori tribes promised them lots, including continued control of their lands, which were honored in the breach, and that was educational. The museum, though acknowledging some of this horror and now turned over to Maoris to run and administer, still treats the whole sordid deal as a partnership from then to now, which is a bitter pill for many to swallow, I'm sure, and raised eyebrows from us, even as we learned from the experience. More encouraging, perhaps, were new amendments to the equal pay laws in New Zealand recently. In the public sector, workers in largely female job classifications that are low paid are now able to bring claims that their job duties and job content is equivalent to other workers in largely male classifications that are paid significantly more. While visiting in the offices of the Union Etu with their campaign staff, I heard about their huge victory where the equivalent of home care workers were able to challenge their pay discrepancy with prison guards and win a judgment raising their standards to that level, costing millions. What a wonderful tool for finally achieving pay equity. Have I already mentioned the best-in-class Auckland Botanical Garden? Yeah, I guess I did. And it ought to be on everyone's list whoever has the opportunity to pass through Auckland and the North Island. My team are also fans of the Auckland Art Gallery, the big museum there. The downside, though, on both the Maritime Museum, which I enjoyed, and the Art Gallery and the Waitang Museum, was in fact that the institutions were free to locals but charged $20 New Zealand for foreigners with no breaks of any kind, which I found obnoxious for institutions that want to be compared to national class museums in the U.S. and other countries. It goes without saying that the botanical gardens were free. I wish you all could have been with us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.